News now from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
Good morning. I'm Chris Conley with a web news update from WSAU AM and FM and WSAU.com. This long winter is taking its toll on a vital piece of roadway equipment, road salt. State maintenance manager Todd Matheson says they're trying to deal with a pending shortage of road salt. It will be very expensive if the state or communities have to buy additional salt supplies on the open market.
Just to make sure we have enough salt for the remainder of this year, we've asked counties to cut back on their maximum application rates on non-interstate highways based on the volume of traffic on those roadways.
Matheson says they're also looking to expand the use of salt brine from other sources and other methods of keeping the roads snow and ice free. About 135,000 tons of road salt are still available. The winter began with a 775,000 stockpile. The EU and the U.S. both considering a response to Russia's aggression towards the Ukraine. Let's get an update from Fox News Radio's Marianne Rafferty.
The crisis in Ukraine has world leaders desperate to put an end to the conflict. Talks are expected to continue in Brussels today following a meeting with representatives from the U.S., Russia, and several European nations who conducted an intense round of diplomacy in Paris on Wednesday to try and find an exit strategy. Now, NATO officials are also stepping in and calling for a full review of the alliance's cooperation with Russia. Responding to NATO's decision, Russia's foreign minister says the alliance is not helping create an atmosphere for dialogue and constructive cooperation. Marianne Rafferty, Fox News.
Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is backing President Obama's diplomatic efforts in Ukraine during a speech at UCLA last night. Mrs. Clinton addressed the current showdown. The former First Lady called on Vladimir Putin to back down from any aggressive moves when it comes to Ukraine and the Crimea. A state trooper is on the receiving end of a citation after an off-duty bar incident, as we hear from WSAU's Larry Lee.
28-year-old trooper Jennifer Latzig of Stevens Point was at Humphrey's Bar in Merrill December 28th when she ended up being charged with disorderly conduct. The complaint says Latzig was not working and had a .21 blood alcohol content when she presented her badge and asked to see the IDs of two women she believed were underage. One of the other women responded by splashing a drink in Latzig's face. She reacted by grabbing her hair. Latzig was released on a $1,000 signature bond and has to appear for a hearing in Lincoln County March 27th. That's at 9:25 in the morning. Larry Lee, WSAU News.
The CIA is accused of monitoring Senate staffers' computers. The CIA Inspector General's office asked the Justice Department to look into those claims. Today's New York Times and the McClatchy News Agency report the alleged spying, which targeted staffers preparing a report on the detention and interrogation of terror suspects. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce held a press conference yesterday explaining their opposition to increasing the minimum wage to $10.10 an hour. The group Scott Manley says they sponsored a poll from the Terrence Group, which found people like the concept until they understand that the minimum wage would actually cost jobs.
They did a 50-state analysis of what increasing the minimum wage to $10.10 an hour would do. And in Wisconsin, the mid-range impact that they project would be a loss of more than 27,000 jobs.
According to that polling, once people factor in job losses, support for a minimum wage hike falls to just 39%. Governor Walker also says raising the minimum wage would be a step backwards. He says a lot of these low-end jobs are not intended to support families.
Well, as a kid, I worked in Delavan at McDonald's. I wasn't expected to make $22.50. I wasn't expected to make $10.10. That was a job where I saved up for school and college, and I think for a lot of times, young people who are working part-time jobs or even people who are older who are working part-time jobs to offset things or have a little extra spending money, that's different than people who are depending on jobs to raise a family on.
Let's check the Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin. The warming trend continues. Here's meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Look for the clouds to gradually increase through the day on this Thursday. A bit breezy and a little warmer than yesterday, a high of 27. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of some light sleet or snow late, mainly north of Wausau, a low down to 23. For your Friday, mostly cloudy and mild, a 60% chance of light rain and snow showers, decreasing clouds late in the afternoon, a high of 36. We should see plenty of sun on Saturday and cooler temps, a high of 24. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Getting closer at least to the temperatures where we might be melting some of this snow cover. On our webpage, WSAU.com/weather, we have hour-by-hour temperatures, the six-day forecast, and the real-time weather radar 24/7. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.